Turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We are in the third part of our series, and today it's stand. We are at war. Stand armed, winning. Are we to win? We're to win. That's very important. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren," finally. I said, when a preacher says that, he still has 10 minutes left. Finally, my brethren. First sermon, be strong in the Lord. Don't be strong in yourself. You have God. And in the power of His might, you have the strong one. Be strong. Come on. Win. In Him, what He's done, who He is. We have a war. We're at battle. Wow, there's a spiritual battle raging. Verse 11, it says, okay, put on the whole armor of God. That's standing. Put it on. That's our job. He's already all powerful and He's all strong. He can win. He's paid the price. He's died, shed His blood. We just have to get into His strengths, okay? Now, it's our job to put the armor on. That's all our job is. Our job is not to figure out His schemes, to figure out all the wars going on in the heavenlies. Just let that all be. It's happening and God's winning. Woo! And so just let it be. And it says, put on the whole armor of God. Now, we've been talking about the pieces. I want you just to catch this. If you're trying to put on the truth, righteousness, gospel, peace, the faith, the word of God, prayer, if you're trying to do that, it should be simple. You're going to win. Preacher, I just don't know if I've put enough faith on. Oh, come on. Just the righteousness. If he gave us all these pieces of armor so that we would just be thinking about all of them, so that we would... Huh? Oh, Stan, very good. That was great. That caught me off guard. He gave us all this armor and it's all there, and He wanted us to put it on, but He didn't want us to sit and worry about it. Do I have enough truth? Do I have enough righteousness? Do I have enough gospel of peace? Do I have enough salvation? Do I have enough faith? Do I have enough the Word of God? Do I have enough prayer? In my life, I never have enough of any of them. But if I'm trying to put them on, huh? If I'm trying to put them on and keep them on, I'm going to have some victory. So let's keep it simple. Well, I just don't have enough, preacher. Oh, I don't say get a life enough. Get a life. Come on. You can win. It says, put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:11, that you may be able to stand. And it's what it's all about. Here in verse 12, the battle is raging. That was last week. We have an enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Catch that word, against, every time. And rulers of the darkness of this world, okay? And against spiritual wickedness of high places. So we got the unseen wickedness of Satan that's going on, and that's God's business. That's the angel's business. That's not ours. And then we have wickedness in this world, the world and the flesh. That's ours. And he says, that's the battle. And as a shield of faith, are the darts coming at us? I want you to know, they're coming at us all the time. And I think we need to expect it. Oh, I wish they would quit. No, that's how you're strong. That's how you get strong. That's how you get victory. You see that dart of anger coming at you, that dart of jealousy coming at you, and you stick that shield of faith up and stop it. And you go, yes, you see that guard? You see that right there? It stopped. Got it. Got him. And God meant all the temptations of the flesh and the world, our culture, for you to realize that God wants to give me victory. God wants to bring it for my good, and God wants to mature me. And so if we would just realize and we got those shield up and then we expect it, there it is. I'm jealous again, or there that lust comes again. From within, I wish it, there it is again. And you might yield some, and then you get to victory, huh? And yes. You should just be looking for victory all the time. If you fall down, get up quick. If you fall halfway down, get up. And if it just ticks you, get up. It's so important. Then he repeats it again in verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and of it all to stand. It's stand everywhere in the next verse. It says stand. It's in there four times. Stand. And do you know it's the same word, just a little different of the word resist? Same Greek word. One just has a little prefix added to it. And it's resist. Stand. And so we're going to catch that this morning. We're going to review a little bit here real quick. Number one, put number one up. This is God's foundation, His truth, His power, His reality stands sure. And I just want you to think with me on that, because it is wonderful here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, read the blue with me. The foundations of God, what? Standeth sure. Having the seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. If you're His, He knows it. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ get some victory, depart from wickedness. The foundations of God are sure. The Word of God is sure. The truth is sure. Salvation is sure. It's wonderful. We can stand upon it. The foundations are sure. Number two, stand strong, winning on God's sure foundation. And we have some verses here in 1 Corinthians 16:13. It says, watch ye, be alert, stand fast in the faith, quit like a man, be strong. What's the word quit? It's just the opposite of what you're thinking. Act like a man. Be manly. Be strong. Come on. Don't run. Be strong. And it says that the foundations are sure. Stand on them. Stand on them. 2 Corinthians 2:4-5. It says, and my speech and my preaching was not in enticing words of man's wisdom. Our churches and our preaching must never go that way today, and I'm fearful that a lot is. It's just enticing entertainment. He says, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And to realize, stand strong, winning on God's sure foundation. Number three, stand firm and strong, winning against Satan, our enemy. We dealt with that a lot last week. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The next one's you're turning to, so get your Bible ready, and we'll run through the Bible a little bit. We have an enemy. He's involved in every one of our temptations. In the heavenlies, we have a spiritual battle. We talked about that last week. Don't even think about it. Don't even worry about it. Know it's going on, okay? And then note that we have our culture. Our culture is going downhill. I wish it wasn't, but it is. And our flesh is evil. And it says, folks, you have a sure foundation. You can stand strong on that foundation. Now stand firm and strong, winning against Satan, our enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be alert, be vigilant, be looking. Because your adversary, the devil, that's what it means, is as a roaring lion, walking about, he never stops, seeking whom he may, what? Isn't he eating up a lot of people today? I just see so many people destroyed by our culture, by the garbage music and garbage TV and garbage movies and garbage just lifestyle, huh? You just, wow. How can you do that? And they just keep doing it. They just need the truth. It says he's destroying everybody, devouring. I love this. Verse 9. Okay, he's at work. He's at work. He's real. And you need to know it. And all you have to do is keep the armor on and you're going to win. That's all you need to know. Whom resists? That's stand. Same word. Steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Come on. He's real. The temptations are real. But God's victory is real. Stand. Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. None of us like that. Why does God allow that? To grow us. To show us he's good. To show us victory. You can't have victory without a battle. And it just says, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, mature, established, strong, strengthened, settled, accomplished. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. You can win. Satan's temptations are real and personal. And you got to be on guard all the time. And they're coming all the time from our culture, our world, and then from within. Our nature. I just hate it, don't you? I'm so susceptible. It's happening. But he says, folks, you can win. And he says, note that. Ephesians 6:11. You did poorly. You did poorly. Let's do it again.
Stand.
Very good. Put your armor on and stand against the wiles of the devil. You can win. You will be able to stand. That's what it says. Catch that. So important there. And he says, stand there with that. Number four, we have to keep the armor. Stand armed, fighting, winning, victorious. This is so important. It's just, standing is simple. Fighting is simple. Resisting, all of these words are the same words. You're standing. You're not falling. You're not giving in. You're not running. You're standing, and you're going to fight. You're going to fight. You're going to have your shield. You're ready. You're ready. You're armed. You've put the armor on. And it's very important to catch that. And he says, first of all, Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Everybody turn there. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. This is the name of one of the songs we've sung, Faith is the Victory. These are just some great verses here. All of these are on a paper back there. It says, Today's Sermon Notes. They're all back there. All these verses are listed, so you can go read them again. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, Therefore, being justified, you got it. You're righteous, declared righteous by faith. We have peace with God. Sounds like all the armor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, the truth, by whom we have access by faith into His grace, all this faith, all of this righteousness, all of this peace, all of this truth. It says we have access. He's not unknowable, unapproachable. We can catch him. We can know him. We can figure him out. We can have a relationship with him. By whom we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we what? Stand. We stand. We stand. We're victorious. We are resisting. We're fighting. This is how we win. Wherein we stand with rejoicing and hope. That's the salvation we have of the glory of God. And it says, stand armed, fighting, winning, victorious. 1 Timothy chapter 6. This is flee, follow, fight, win. You say, wow, those are all there. That's what standing is all about. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Also, you can be looking up Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Great verses. And it says, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. It says, But thou, O man of God, what's the first thing? Flee. There are some sins you just need to turn and run. Is that right? Just run. The sin that does so easily beset you. You must just run. Run. Let the Lord take care of it. It's coming. It's over there and you need to be over here. That sin's coming over here and you need to be over here. Flee. That sin of anger, that sin of lust, that sin of greed, of pride, huh? It's coming. And man, I'll do it. I need to run. Run. Flee. Resist. Flee. These things, all materialism mentioned in verse 10, verse 9, verse 8, love of money is the root of all evil. And then it says, follow after. You flee, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Go after that. Put the armor on and then go after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. That's what it's all about. Flee, follow, fight. Win. Lay hold of eternal life. You're saved. You're forgiven. You're on your way to heaven. Don't just think, well, that's going to be great when I get to heaven. Lay hold of it now. Start enjoying God's peace and the joy of the Lord and Him helping you obey and you taking the shield of faith and stopping that dart of anger and pride and lust, and you just get the victory and hey, I'm laying hold of it. I just got some victory. Man, I used to say these words and I don't say them anymore. Huh? I used to have these thoughts and I don't have these thoughts anymore. I used to have this hatred of that person, and I don't have that anymore. And you're getting victory. You're laying hold of eternal life. You're going to get it forever in heaven, but you're getting it now. You're laying hold of eternal life. Whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. People start seeing it, huh? Hey, you don't talk like you used to. You don't act like you used to. You don't think like you used to. You have some joy and peace, and you have some victory. It's wonderful. Flee, follow. Ephesians chapter 5. Everybody turn there. Ephesians chapter 5. These are all real close in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1, it says, be ye therefore followers. Flee, follow, fight, winning. Be ye also followers of God as dear children. Walk. Childlike faith. And walk in love. Start obeying. As Christ hath loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling Savior. Man, he wants to be blessed by you and bless you. But fornication, here's put these off. But fornication and all uncleanness and all covetousness, let it not be named once among you as becometh saints. Come on, put your armor up, put your armor on. Don't do these, catch these darts. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which is not convenient, not right, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, no immoral, or unclean person, or covetous man, who is an idolater, hath an inheritance of the kingdom of Christ and of God. Do not let man deceive you with vain words. Be on guard. For because of these things, cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. If somebody's doing evil, should you be doing evil with them? No. Stand, flee, follow, fight, win. The world, the flesh, and the devil, you can. Thirdly is stand armed winning. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7 to 10. These are great verses. Stand armed, winning. That's what it's all about. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist, that's the same word with a prefix on it for stand. resist the devil. What's the promise here? Everybody look at this verse. This is a very important verse. It says, submit yourselves to God. God, I'm yours. I'm yours today. Help me today. I'm going to put my armor on. I'm thinking about righteousness and truth and peace and salvation and faith and prayer. And I'm thinking about all these. Now, Lord, here I'm going. And it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. God, I'm going to start my day. Help me with my pride and my lust and my talk and my walk. Help me. And you start your day. You submit yourself. I'm yours, God. I got my armor on. Here we go. And it says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. You're resisting. You're looking. You're on guard. You're watching out for his temptations. It says, if you resist him, what does verse 7 says he will do? The devil will do. He will what?
Leave.
He will what?
Leave.
He must leave. When you put your armor up, he quits. Because he's a loser. That's why you got to keep your armor on. Keep your armor on. He will flee from you. Verse 8 says, draw nigh to God. Get more of the armor in. Get more of truth and righteousness and everything in. And he will draw near to you. I want you to know, if you open your Bible and start reading it every day, 20, 30 minutes, God will talk to you. Well, preacher, I haven't heard from God for a while. Open your Bible. Start putting your armor on. Start thinking about the righteousness of God, the truth of God, the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, faith, prayer. Is that right? Start in. If you draw near to him, what? He'll get close. Well, preacher, he's not close to me. Get that Bible and start reading. Believe in it. Claiming it. He'll draw near. And that's beautiful text here. And also, you got to cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Come on, confess your sins. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Have faith. Stop wavering. Then verse 10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will what? You'll win. Stand armored, winning. Number 4 is victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10. Everybody turn there. This should be a favorite verse of everybody. Everybody should have this verse in their lives because this is the key verse of putting the armor on and winning. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth, there's our word standeth, take heed lest he what? If you think you can win and do right and get victory over your flesh, in by your flesh, you will fail. Be strong in the Lord. Is that right? Be strong in the Lord. And note that the devil is a loser with your armor on. And then put your armor on. And it says, verse 13. Let's put up verse 13. Let's all read it together. This is a great verse. It's a verse you have to have memorized. You have to have this verse memorized. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Let's read it. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. As we said last week, all temptation is common. Oh, the devil, he's after me more than he's after you. No, it's all common. All you're doing is giving more credence to the devil. All you have to do is hold up your shield of faith and the devil runs. All you have to do is get the Bible out and let him read it and he'll run. Okay? And he'll run. It says they're all come. It says, hey, temptations are real. Everybody's got them. But God is faithful. Catch this. It's a promise. Who will not allow, permit, suffer you to be tempted, tested, tried, tormented above that ye are able? You believe that? That's what it says. So if it's coming down your path, you know, you don't like the C word of cancer, huh? My brother's dealing with that right now, whether he's got it or not, he's waiting. That's a hard word. If God lets my brother have it, is God going to get some glory somewhere? Yes. We don't know where. We don't like it, huh? We don't understand it. But God does. And He's already promised, I won't give you more than you can bear. Do you think Job, we talked about Job last week, do you think he thought, man, this is heavy. This is heavy. It was terrible. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be His name. I don't know, but all I know is my God has promised to not allow Satan to tempt or test me more than I can be able to stand. And then it says, but will with the temptation, trial, testing, also make a way of escape that you may be able to be victorious. It's a great verse. If you don't have that verse memorized, you need to write it down. Memorize it. One of the best verses in the Bible. Is that true? It's one of the most victory verses in the Bible. It's a great verse to realize that that is what it's all about. And you realize, God, you're good. You're good so much. Also, we have the issue of putting on the whole armor. Put this here. Put on the whole armor. Put it on. Put it on. Stand. And take unto you the whole armor. Same thing. That you may be able to withstand an evil day, and having done all, to stand. And we got to take it and stand in victory, because that's what it's all about. Ephesians 6:11. Very good, very good. We need to be able to have that secure and stand and realize I can win with Him. I can win with His truth. Me keep putting it on all the time. I don't have to have everything perfect, but if I'm working at truth and righteousness and the gospel of peace and faith and the sword of the Spirit and prayer and helmet of salvation, I'm working on all those things all the time. I'm putting the armor on. Keep putting it on. Keep putting it on. Keep putting more on. I'm going to have victory. That's your job. Keep putting the armor on. Stand. Resist. Flee. Fight. Follow. Win. That's what it's all about. And the last part here, put the next one up. All these are there. Before we get to number 5, I want you to think with me about victory. I want every one of you to have victory. That's what this is all about. Preacher, I thought I had to have all that righteousness and all that truth and all that peace and all of that salvation. Had that all perfect before I could win. No. If you're just keep putting it on. Keep putting it on. You see an area of righteousness you've not put on, put it on. And you catch some faith lacking, put more on. And you're every day you're putting on your armor, and as you read your Bible, you're probably putting more armor on every day. And you're getting some victory. And you're shield gets bigger. We're going to study the shield tonight. There was two shields. One was small, one was massive. And the shield, the faith, and you, victory! Preacher, I'm going to get some victory. I want every believer here right now to comment in their heart and to commit in their heart that I'm going to keep putting the armor on. That's all He told me. I can have victory. I'm not to fight the devil. I'm not to figure him out. I'm not to scheme him and outwit him. I'm weak and I need Him. It says be strong in the Lord. It says know your enemy. And then stand. Armed. Winning. Victory? Huh? Or are you committed to victory this morning? I want everybody to be committed to victory. It's yours. It's yours. All you have to do is keep putting the armor on. And all the wiles of the devil, all the darts, all the schemes, all the temptations of the devil, you win. Isn't that great news? I want you to want it. I want you to want it. The last point here, I want everybody to think about this. Let's go to our text here. Let's everybody go to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Everybody turn there. Mark chapter 4. In 1 Corinthians 15, let me read it to you. Everybody turn to Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Everybody. I want you to know for sure you're saved. This really hit me. I read this in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 4 about the gospel. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand." And then it says, "For I deliver unto you, first of all, that you received that Christ died for your sins according to Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again according to Scripture the third day." That's the gospel. Preacher, I believe that. I believe that. That's where I stand. I believe. I've asked Jesus to save me. I've asked Jesus to forgive my sins. And I trust Him and I believe. Verse 2 caught me. It says, "By the which also ye are saved." Then comma. And then there's a big little two-letter word. It says, "if." That's a heavy word. I believe once saved, always saved. But I believe there's people that think they prayed a prayer 30 years ago and that they got fire insurance from hell by this little prayer, and they've not cracked the Bible for 30 years or had any joy or peace for 30 years, and they think they're saved because I got saved way back there. I got saved when I was a teenager, or you're a teenager now, and you just claim a prayer you did in grade school, sixth grade, and I believe God saves all that. But let me tell you, if He saves you, He keeps you. And it says, if, 1 Corinthians 15, 2, "By which also you are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain, lest you hold firmly to this message, unless indeed your faith has been unreal from the very first." I do believe the greatest scheme in the lie of the devil is to get you to think you're a Christian and there's no Bible flowing joy and peace and righteousness in your life. It's just, you know, like one time we had to take a loan out of the bank. It's been 30, 20 years ago. And we had to open up a bank account at that bank. It was in Wakarusa. And so we opened up a bank account of $5. Now, were we really a part of that bank? No. On paper? Yes. Do we still have $5 in that bank? We still have $5 in that bank. My bank. Okay. No. That's just playing a game. Is that right? Playing a game. I want it to be there. For Mark chapter 4, 14. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Mark chapter 4, the sower, okay, verse 15. He sowed seed by the wayside, and it fell on the wayside. And then it says they didn't understand it, and the devil come and got it up. There were distractions, entertainment, time-wasting, greed, ego, desires, philosophies, doubts. And the guy was never saved. He heard the gospel, and with all kinds of distractions, the devil come and swooped it up and never got saved. Is that right? Did he hear? Yes. Did he get saved? No. Look at the second one. Second one. Second one is on stony ground. These people hear the gospel and they heard the gospel. They immediately received it gladly. They got all excited about it. And then verse 17, there was no root and to endure for time and after time when afflictions and persecutions, family pressure, popularity, career advancements, friendships, legalized immorality all around in your culture rises and the word's sake, immediately they are offended and fall away. They heard, they got a little excited, but then it fizzled. I don't think you can lose your salvation, but I think you can think you're saved, and if it doesn't take root, you're not saved. I want you to know you're saved. And then the third one, verse 18, it says, "These that fell amongst thorns, they hear the word." Verse 19, look at verse 19. Mark 4, verse 19. "And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it become unfruitful." This one looked better for a while, but then all of the world comes in. Do you know people like that? I do. They look good for a little bit, but then their faith just dwindled because of all the cares of this world and deceitfulness of riches and the love of other things just pulled them apart. And they're not walking with God, and I don't know if they're saved or not, huh? And if you're walking with God, you got the armor on. And there's some victory and joy and peace and strength. Yes, you fall down, but you get up. And you're growing. I trust you know you're saved here this morning. That's so important. Verse 20, it says, and these are the believers. Verse 20, chapter 4 of Mark, verse 20. And these are they which are born, are growing on, sowed on good ground, such that hear the word and receive it and understand it and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, some 100. Maybe you're not a 100 fruiter or a 60 fruiter, but you're a 30 fruiter. You have 30% joy. You have some joy. If you're a Christian, do you have some joy? Yes. If you're a Christian, do you have some interest in the Bible? Yes. If you are a Christian, are you getting some victory over some sins? You're not perfect by no means. You know, 30, aren't you glad it said 30, 60, 100? You know, there's room for people with little faith. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me talk to you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Christians, you're saved. You know it. All I cry for you is to stand, to keep the armor on. Put the armor on. Put it on. Put it on. Get that Bible. Get that faith. Get that righteousness. Get that truth. Get that peace. Put it on. Pray and get it. Keep at it. Keep at it. And you'll have victory. Victory. Preacher, I need that. I need that. I needed to know that I'm saved and there's some victory happening. I don't have a lot, but I'm so glad I don't have to be perfect. But I know I'm saved because of my faith in Jesus and my love for the Bible. Bible and my love for doing right and my hatred of doing wrong, and I'm getting some victory and it's growing and it's wonderful. Trust you know you're saved. Very important. If you're here this morning and you're not sure you're saved, maybe there's been a prayer in the past, but there's no joy, there's no Bible, there's no peace, there's no confidence in Him. You're just seeking and you're just not understanding, and you say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Hey, if you're not sure, make sure, make sure, make sure. We can take the time to make sure this morning. Or you can call me this week and we can make sure. You shouldn't leave this morning without knowing, preacher, I'm not perfect by no means, but I got Jesus in my life and I'm sticking some more armor on all the time and I'm getting some victory here and here and here. I always still have battles here and here and here, but I'm getting some victory and I'm getting some joy and peace and faith and confidence in Jesus, and it's wonderful and it's growing. You can't say that. You need to get saved. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I do that? Just lift your hand. Let me pray with you. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? I just love to pray for you. You're not sure you're saved? Get saved. Talk to me. Call the church. Call Pastor Kyle. Call your Sunday school teacher. Know for sure you're saved. Christians, get victory. Get victory. He lives. He lives.